This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. India today said it gave a befitting reply to Pakistan during Operation Sindoor for its sponsorship of cross-border terrorism. Briefing media in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal stressed that cross-border terrorism has long been used by Pakistan as an instrument of state policy.
We are marking the first anniversary of Operation Sindoor. The entire world saw the Pahalgam terrorist attack for what it was. We gave a befitting reply to Pakistan for its sponsorship of cross-border terrorism. The world knows that cross-border terrorism has long been used by Pakistan as an instrument of state policy. We in India have every right to defend ourselves against terrorism. We will continue to work to strengthen the global fight against terrorism.
Responding to a query on repatriation of illegal Bangladeshis, Mr. Jaiswal said that more than 2,860 cases of nationality verification are pending with Bangladesh. He said that any foreign national staying illegally in the country must be repatriated as per country's laws, procedures and established bilateral mechanisms and arrangements. On Khalistani groups in Canada, the spokesperson said that India has consistently spoken about concerns regarding the use of Canadian territory as a safe haven by extremists and separatist elements. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the country remains steadfast in its resolve to defeat terrorism and dismantle its enabling ecosystem. In a social media post on the completion of 1 year of Operation Sindoor, Mr. Modi said the Indian Armed Forces had displayed unparalleled courage, precision and resolve during the operation. He said the forces gave a fitting response to those who dared to attack innocent Indians at Pahalgam. Mr. Modi also added that the entire nation salutes the armed forces for their valour. The Prime Minister said Operation Sindoor reflected India's firm response against terrorism and its unwavering commitment to safeguarding national security. In Tamil Nadu, amid political stalemate, the Palis continue to form the new government. In this regard, Governor Rajendra Vishwanath Ardlekar invited the TVK President C. Joseph Vijay to Lok Bhavan in Chennai today. It was informed in the press release from the Lok Bhavan that during the meeting, the governor explained that the requisite majority support in the Tamil Nadu Legislative Assembly, which is essential for forming the government, has not been established. In West Bengal, in connection with the murder of BJP MLA Suvendu Adhikari's close aide, Chandranath Rath, the state police have arrested three individuals. Police also formed a 7-member special investigation team, SIT. It will work under the supervision of the IG of CID. Meanwhile, police took into custody and investigated a resident of Siliguri in connection with the murder case. His car's number plate was allegedly used by the assailants who killed Chandranath Rath last night. After an almost 3-hour investigation, police released him with the assurance that he would cooperate and help in further investigation. In the United Kingdom, voters are casting ballots in crucial elections across England, Scotland and Wales. In England, polling is underway for about 5,000 seats across 136 councils as well as 6 mayoral contests. In Scotland and Wales, people are deciding new parliamentary leadership. However, there are no elections in Northern Ireland until May 2027. For British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, the elections have been viewed as a major mid-term test as Reform UK and the Green Party continue gaining momentum in opinion polls. Around 40 passengers from a cruise ship hit by deadly Hunter virus outbreak disembarked at the remote South Atlantic island of St. Helena last month without contact tracing, nearly 2 weeks after the first passenger died on board. The Dutch Foreign Ministry has confirmed the number. In archery, Indian women's recurve team assured the country's first medal at the World Cup Stage 2 with a stunning win over record 10-time Olympic champion South Korea in the semi-final at Shanghai in China today. The women's team of seasoned Deepika Kumari, Ankita Bhakat and teenager Kumkum Mohod defeated South Korean side 5-1 to set up a gold medal clash against second-seed China on Sunday. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru have won the toss and opted to bowl against Lucknow Super Giants at the Bharat Ratna Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ikana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.